The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The city of Los Angeles went without an NFL team for years. It's now home to two NFL franchises, the Rams and the Chargers. Judging from attendance, the move is a big flop. Let's dig a little deeper. Tom Lason joining us, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv, based in Seattle. Tom, what's going on here? Not as many fans as expected showing up at the games.
You know, the old saying comes to mind, you can't go back home again. And let's face it, this is part of my notes. I thought this was a clever quote. Diehard fans are fans with limited choices, and there are many choices in Los Angeles. So just looking at the Los Angeles market, you know, the Coliseum was home to the Rams from 1946 to 1979. And it is not just going to be something that bounces back. The folks in L.A. won a winner. Last year, the Rams went 4-9, fired their coach. And there's just too many choices in Los Angeles. All the teams in Los Angeles have had their falling outs with the fan base, from the Dodgers to the Lakers, and football is no exception. Now they have two teams there competing for attention, two teams that aren't great in an era where the pressure to win in the NFL has been greatly reduced, I think, by an ownership base that sees the teams as an investment with a lot of guaranteed money coming in from television. So I think there are a lot of factors adding up to what we saw this weekend.
How financially, how long can that go on where you have these NFL franchises if they're not getting people through the door? In the end, it's just not going to work out, it seems.
You know, actually, it can work out forever because the gate is such a small portion of the revenue stream now for NFL teams. You go to these games, and I think some of the strikes against the NFL are how expensive it is to take your family. You know, the concussion thing is the 800-pound gorilla in the room that's eating away at the game's suburban fan base. Television is almost unwatchable, but they're trying to fix it. So there are some structural issues going on in here. But if you take a look at the gate, you know, really the Rams, all they're going to do is sit there and wait till their brand-new Hall of Fame stadium is built and let the other revenues drive this thing, and whether folks want to come to the game or not is probably, sadly, immaterial anymore, even though it looks bad. The optics of it are very bad.
Could L.A. be a two-team town when it's all said and done? The Rams are a part of the Los Angeles civic DNA, the Chargers less so. Do the Rams, if you had to make bets on longevity, are the Rams there for the long haul?
I think a team that wins there can be successful there and establishes a tradition of winning and excites its fan base and can provide an experience for them both on the field and off the field in terms of civic engagement that can compel a town, and that is something that is built over time. And, you know, again, the mindset of the ownership in this day and age isn't necessarily designed to do that. It's all about basically holding on to these teams, being marginally competitive, and watch your investment zoom up to over $1 billion. So how much of a drive is there to become that integrated piece of a community? I really can't say. But I can tell you, if they start winning, if playoffs start happening, if Super Bowl appearances start happening, yeah, people are going to turn out because everybody loves a winner.
And very quickly, is this a sign of things to come for the Las Vegas Raiders?
That is a heck of a good question. And, you know, gambling is such a big piece of this and the fantasy piece. So, you know, is that going to be enough to keep, you know, a team like the Raiders relevant in a small market? I don't know. I hear a lot of people who will bet 50-50 that that's even going to happen. But I think the big thing for the league is television ratings, 8% down last year, 12% down in week one, 15% down last week. And that's really where the focus in this league has to be. And let's face it, Las Vegas really isn't prepared to deliver a lot of viewership.
Tom Lason, always appreciate you being with us. Tom is president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv. An update on the markets from Bloomberg next.
WBBM News.